a probiotic.
Turkey Day edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. We are here live at 855 450 free after having finished up a delicious Thanksgiving Day dinner with some of the Liberty activist community in the area.
Tonight. The Island of Misfit Toys.
Is that what it was called?
Yes, I love that.
It's cute. So it was like maybe it was a relatively small gathering in somebody's home, and maybe
what
about,
do you mean by small?
Almost 2 dozen people. 15 people, I would say. Not quite two. I wouldn't say 2 dozen. 15,
several
20
tables.
Max. Maybe 20. I don't know. Anyway, it was good. Good
group. Creeping up to 20, yeah.
Good group and good times. Great to be in such a wonderful community of people who care about each other. And of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, which is, you know, the reason why you and I moved to New Hampshire back in 2006 as early movers, because this is the best chance, in my opinion, for liberty in our lifetime. And it's unprecedented to actually have a community of liberty-oriented people who not only do things for freedom, as in activism, but actually do things for one another, as in a community. We didn't really have that in Florida. There were some people who, you know, believed in liberty. There were some people who were active, not very many of them, in both counts, not very many of them. But they never really did anything besides go to a Libertarian Party meeting once a week or something like that. That was really all that you'd get from the people that were involved in the activism movement down there.
Well, if you did, and that doesn't really address the community aspect of it.
That's what I'm saying. There was no community right in Florida.
And it's, you know, for me, that's really the biggest and best part about this. You know, there's, you can always have Thanksgiving with the family, and I've got no problem with having Thanksgiving with the family.
Your family was there. You had your wife and son.
Indeed. But my mother wasn't, and I guess that pretty much sums up my family.
Gotcha. She could have come up.
She could.
Welcome.
She's probably down doing sort of a single-person family thing down in Florida. Mm-hmm. But, and that's cool. But one thing you don't get with most Thanksgiving dinners is sort of the stimulating conversation.
Yeah.
You can have conversation, you can talk about family things, you can talk about, the weather or the news or stuff like that, but it's difficult to have the stimulating conversation. We talked about, you know, the kind of entertainment that I'm interested in. We talked about bitcoins, we talked about concepts, we talked about freedom and how to move from here to there. I mean, it was
a great conversation.
Yeah, it was great.
We had Brett Benot there from the School Sucks podcast, and of course we talk a lot about the School Sucks podcast. He's a really talented guy who has experience with education and has a lot to say about that topic and many others. It's more than just about schools. SchoolSucksProject.com is their website. Anyway, Brett is looking at making a move here to the Keene area, and he's been staying at the household that we were at. It's actually a bed and breakfast, which is really cool. And
by Free Staters.
That's right, run by Free State Project participants, and he's been staying there for the last couple of weeks as he kind of scouts out the area, and he announced tonight that he is planning on making a move in January.
It's great.
Which I think is very exciting. So, again, schoolsucksproject.com, check more Brett out there.
All we're really missing is Jason Osborne and family, right?
I guess he's got a fancy house where over by Manchester, so he's going to be moving.
Indeed. I'm not saying that he's going to move, but it would have been nice to have him there. But he's been out in Ohio, as not with his family either.
So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We are here. We will take your calls live about whatever is on your mind. You don't have to talk about what we might have on the table to discuss, which I've got Black Friday-related stories here tonight. That's one of my favorite things to cover at this particular time of year because it's so unique. In Black Friday, this day that supposedly is the day that got its name because it's when the retailers get in the black. Supposedly, they've spent all year in the red, and now they're going to get into the black because of the holiday shopping season, which kind of officially kicks off tomorrow. But some of the news stories I have to do with the fact that apparently, in a lot of cases, it's kicking off today. And a number of people, of course, are upset about that idea. Because, Thanksgiving is supposed to be some sort of a sacred holiday, and how dare anybody try to make any money or try to satisfy customers.
Well, I didn't have any interest in doing any Christmas shopping today. You know, just wouldn't have any interest in doing it. It's Thanksgiving. I spent it with my family, had a great time. Then I went and spent with the family and the friends and had a great time. I would have no interest in that.
Some families like to go shopping.
Well, yeah, and that's really the question you have to ask yourself is these businesses that are opening up the day before Black Friday, I wonder why they're doing it.
People want to go shopping.
Somebody's going there and going shopping, I assume, or it's just a big waste of their money and time.
Yeah, I know that when I was working at Kmart years ago, back in the late 1990s, we did open up on Thanksgiving one year, and we were swamped with customers. Because that was back when there wasn't this race to see who could open the earliest. This seems like this every... You know, the recent years, at least, big box chain stores have been kind of trying to one-up each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to open at 5 a.m. on Friday. We're going to open at midnight on Friday. Heck, we're going to open at 8 p.m. on Thursday. So they just keep kind of pushing back and pushing back.
It's going to be pretty soon be Black Monday. I mean, it's going to run all the way the whole week.
But we actually opened up on Thursday, the Thanksgiving Thursday, back when no one else was open on Thanksgiving. And so absolutely everyone in the vicinity seemed to be in the Kmart that I was working at. So clearly there was a demand for a sale.
I'd like to have the grocery store sometimes open on that day, but I would have no interest in shopping on that day.
So I'm going to start with a story about people doing business on Thursday. This Black Friday kind of weekend starting on Thursdays. This is from NBC News Business. And then coming up, 11 economic lessons to make you a smarter shopper this Black Friday. And by the way, are you one of these anti-Black Friday people? Because I'd like to hear from you if so. There are certain people out there who, you know, kind of have this anti-mindset. In fact, I think Angel Clark posted some sort of anti-consumerist statement on her Facebook profile.
I don't think it's particularly pleasant, the whole, you know, shopping thing that goes on around that, but it's just because I think that most of the stuff that's given for Christmas is junk anyway.
Story from NBCNews.com. The traditions of Thanksgiving Day, the turkeys go in the oven, the fixins are assembled, places are set, and families gather to celebrate a cherished holiday. But one other Turkey Day tradition, getting ready for the mad dash of Black Friday and the biggest shopping weekend of the year, may be dwindling. Whether Americans drop their forks and head for the mall, or just sit back in a food stupor and watch football, matters this year more than most for the nation's stores. Because Thanksgiving falls on November 28th, which is the latest possible date for Thanksgiving, there are then 6 fewer shopping days in this holiday season than last. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about it either. And this is predicted to be a pretty soft Christmas for, I guess the economy is not supposed to be great or anything like that, which I think is, frankly, great. I think that America could learn something about not being, you know, spending so much and those kind of things. It just, the junk that we don't need in our lives.
Well, I totally am with you on that, Mark. I mean, I'm somebody who believes in keeping things simple, trying not to have a bunch of junk, and feeling like, you know, sometimes I have too much and trying to get rid of some of it. I think there's real value in keeping life simple, but at the same time, I support people being free to make those choices.
Oh, absolutely. Right? That's the thing, is how are we going to know whether our opinions are right or not? The only way is through competition.
Consumer Reports poll found this week that 56% of Americans had no plans to shop at all this weekend. The most common reason, named by 70% of respondents, was a desire to avoid the crowds. In other words, Black Friday, with its mobs of crazed shoppers waiting to pile through the doors at 5 a.m., may be a victim of its own popularity. Consumer Reports found the significance of Black Friday as the linchpin of the shopping season has diminished in recent years. Poll released Thursday by the University of Connecticut's Roper Center for Public Opinion and Research was more pessimistic from stores' point of view. The national survey of 1,189 randomly selected people reached by phone said the most popular activity on Black Friday is watching football at 20%, then relaxing or napping 15%, with shopping at 14% bringing up the rear. And an American,
I'm going to go hiking.
An American Express survey found that for the first time, more shoppers plan to buy their gifts online this year, perhaps on so-called Cyber Monday, than on Black Friday. Now, that's a huge deal. More shoppers planning to buy online this year than to go out to the stores.
Wow. It's exciting. You know, Bitcoin Not Bombs is doing its Cyber Monday event, too.
We should talk about that in a moment here. Also, you want to help Free Talk Live out? Do your online shopping through shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, please.
So you can go to Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
You get a spiff. Doesn't cost you any more. You get the same price, the same service.
Exactly. We'll come back with more. You can take control. It's Thanksgiving edition of Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and we are here live on this Thanksgiving Day edition of the program, and we will take your calls about what you want. We also have Skype tonight. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you. Listening options, We got them. You can get tuned in via our live streaming. We got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to tune those in. Also, our radio stations, over 125 stations coast to coast. And they air the show at various different times throughout the week. You can get a full list of those options over at listen.freetalklive.com. Our satellite listening choices include Free to Air, which means you get to listen to all of the great LRN.FM programming for free, and there's no monthly charge. You have to pay for the equipment, but that's it. Listen.freetalklive.com learns you more about all those things. We've got the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways for you to get Free Talk Live in your ears.
If you're interested in doing a little investing with your money, it's kind of hard to, it's been hard to make money in the stock market as of late. Not super recently, but over the last few years, difficult. Forcefieldenergy.com is a place that I found that has gone up, and I believe is going to continue to go up as far as value goes. WallStreetCheatSheet.com agrees with me. They say that LED lighting has tremendous potential for growth and that ForceFieldEnergy.com is determined to be a major player. SeekingAlpha.com says that Force Field is in the right industry at the right time, and their potential for growth is immense. So I've done my research on ForceFieldEnergy.com. You need to do yours because all investments have risk. But I think once you do your research, that you're going to come to the same conclusion that I have, that forcefieldenergy.com, that's ticker symbol FNRG, and you can get it, you know, through any brokerage account because it's a NASDAQ-listed company, is a buy. So check them out, forcefieldenergy.com, FNRG.
All right, so back to the story here about Black, what I don't know what they call it, Black Thursday now, because they have been, a lot of stores have been opening up on Thursday, some of them opening all day Thursday, some opening, right around now, late Thursday night, and then open through the overnight, and then possibly close down for a few hours and reopen again in the morning. Each store has a different plan. In some places, they actually prohibit the opening of stores on Thursday.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to stop people from doing business.
Yep. I believe Massachusetts is one of those places where you are not allowed, unless you're in very specific categories of business, like, you know, gas station, you're basically not allowed to operate your business. Well,
the Massachusetts Bay Colony was founded by people that wanted to get away from the controlling power of the king over commerce. And,
so they could have their own controlling
power. So they can do that. It doesn't take too long to come around, does it?
Well, surveys are showing here, according to NBCNews.com, that maybe people aren't so interested in Black Friday anymore. It looks like shopping was the last place on a national phone survey that was done about what people are going to do on Black Friday.
Was Black Friday last year smaller than the year before? Because it just seems unlikely to me that somehow or another...
I don't know. You'd have to pull up some statistics.
If this is the year that Black Friday just collapses because NBC News just puts out a news story.
That it's collapsing.
Don't you think that to some extent this is projection, that the author of this story maybe thinks that Black Friday is a little too consumerist and bad or whatever?
Maybe. I'm not saying that they're saying that Black Friday is going to die this year. It's just maybe it's not as popular as it once was. An American Express survey found that for the first time, more shoppers plan to buy their gifts online this year than ever before. So
online's a great place to do your shopping, there's no doubt.
So, I mean, that doesn't mean that shopping's dying. It just means that going out to stores is perhaps dying out. People still want to buy stuff for their loved ones. And, of course, as we mentioned before, if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can accomplish that right now while you're listening to the show.
Well, there may be Cyber Monday deals, though.
That's true. That's true. There's both, Mark. The websites that are selling things usually have Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday deals, so you know, it's all kinds of deals to be had. Paul Hernson from the Roper Center said, once shoppers experience the online marketplace, they appear to like it. Retailers have plenty to worry about already, including stagnant wages for most Americans, uncertainty over Obamacare, and frustration with gridlock in Washington. I'm not sure why retailers are concerned about those things. To entice shoppers, many of them started offering Black Friday deals before Black Friday itself, and some top retailers are opening their doors even earlier this year, as early as 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Macy's, ending a 155-year tradition, said it would open its stores on Thursday. Not to be outdone, Kohl's and JCPenney both followed suit.
Yeah, well, I'm more interested in doing my shopping at 6 p.m. than I would be at doing it at 4 a.m.
The strategy could backfire. I understand, Mark, that's what you're saying, but they usually offer really great deals at that time, so people will line up for these things.
I know they do, man.
I've actually gone out. I've done it in the past
just to see.
Just to experience what it was like, and it's kind of fun. Although I was in Florida at the time, and I don't imagine it would be as fun up in New Hampshire, where it's brittle cold out at 3, 4, or 5 in the morning, or any time before the sun comes up. Even when the sun's up, it's pretty cold. So, anyway, a strategy they say here could backfire. A slew of Americans have started Save Thanksgiving petitions. One on change.org had garnered more than 110,000 signers as of Thursday morning. In fact, a manager of a Pizza Hut in Indiana said he was fired for refusing to open his restaurant on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, so this to me says, first off, if, you know, your petition, I don't really care about your petition if I've got a business. And that it looks like I'm going to make a lot of money by opening up at whatever day or time it is that I think I'm going to open up.
But, Mark, you're putting money in front of family and tradition. I mean, that's terrible.
The people who are going to be making money on that day that I have opened and probably going to get time and a half or something like that, they've got families, and they like the tradition of making money.
How can you be so mercenary?
What do you mean? I'm talking about paying employees so they can have a better life.
Yeah, but those employees want to be at home with their families, and you're forcing them to come to work.
Why don't I just shut the door so they don't have jobs at all?
They could come to work the next day.
Oh,
what's
I
the
see.
Big deal?
I've
give
got
somebody
to keep
a
it
day
open.
Off.
I've got to keep it open the times you want. I'll give them all the rest of the days forever off. Why don't we just do that? Oh, I know. You want me to pay them but not make them work.
No, you don't have to pay them on Thanksgiving. Just give, cut them a break. I mean, these are retail employees,
Mark. What about the people who want to?
These are the hardest, some of the hardest working people out there.
How about I just open up the store and not have any employees in it? I could, that way the customers can just come in and get a bunch of free stuff.
I'm joking, of course.
It's
I'm playing devil's advocate here. I believe that business owners and employees are people who come to voluntary agreements between one another. And when you go to work in retail, you know that's going to require some difficult hours sometimes. If you're somebody that thinks, you know, if you're somebody that's really important to you that you have Christmas off and Thanksgiving off and things like this, retail's probably not the right line of work for you.
Look, we gave Johnson the night off.
Actually, he I don't know what happened.
Just bugged out or whatever.
Bailed on the show tonight.
We're not going to fire him, though. So, yeah, I remember Publix in Sarasota, Florida, and it's an institution in Florida. It's really
Southeast,
great.
Really. It's really Southeast.
Is it? I don't know how far north it goes.
I think to South Carolina.
Okay. Yeah. So I remember when they went from they'd never opened on Sundays. They just didn't do it.
Really?
Well, I'm 10 years older than
okay,
you.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, you go back then on that one.
Yeah, and it was kind of a sad day. When
they opened on Sunday.
Yeah, that first time the Publix kind of buckled.
For you, it was sad?
Well, yeah, in my whole sort of community, which is such that it was at the time, my mother, my grandmother, you know, at school, the Christian school that I went, and it was like, eh.
Well, were they a religious company or something?
Yeah, yeah, it was you know, a religious, southern, traditional company.
Yeah.
And
well, I always hated that about Chick-fil-A, man. I love their food, and every time I thought about going to Chick-fil-A, it was Sunday.
Right, but it doesn't keep me from going to Publix on Sunday. Because
right.
I like the convenience.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of people work during the week, so give them an extra day on the weekend to shop. 855 450 free. You take control. Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Even tonight, it's Thanksgiving Day, and we're here, and we will take your calls. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you were out and about, and or maybe you are out and about, and you're visiting the various different stores on this, what do they call it, pre-Black Friday sale on Thanksgiving Day, where a lot of stores are opening earlier and earlier, it seems, every single year. Some stores opening at 6 in the morning this morning for Thanksgiving Day sales. Some opening later on, perhaps right around now this evening. It's right around 7:30 Eastern time as we're broadcasting this to you tonight. So you want to tell us your experience, maybe as a retailer or as a customer, maybe as a critic, maybe as somebody who thinks that this is all really bad, that people going out and shopping is just mindless consumerism. We don't want to propagate this. So what do you think about Black Friday? 855-450-FREE. There are a lot of different aspects to cover here, and we're doing that. Of course, you can bring up what you want. We'll continue with your calls here at 855-450-FREE, the Pro XPN toll-free line.
Maybe this holiday season you want to get some Bitcoins.
Ooh, good idea. I heard there's a Bitcoin Black Friday.
There is Bitcoin Black Friday. There's, you know, retailers that are offering specials, retailers that do business in Bitcoin offering specials for that day.
There's actually a website, Mark, BitcoinBlackFriday.com.
That's right. Well, if you want to get some Bitcoin so that you can take advantage of those deals or, you know, variety of deals, go check out CashIntoCoins.com. They make it easy for you to get Bitcoins, and by easy, I mean I've done it, and it is easy, I can tell you. It's fast, it's safe, it's legal, it's inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. If you have any trouble, they're going to take care of it expeditiously. It's CashIntoCoins.com. All you have to do is have a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union that has shared branching in nearby in order to make a deposit there. And it's great. Go check them out. CashIntoCoins.com. Best way to get your Bitcoins.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Mike's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you guys having a live show here.
Can you believe it?
and I just maybe sensibly wanted to talk about Obamacare, but I just may briefly talk about Black Friday. For me personally, I'm kind of like a bah humbug Christmas kind of guy. I get together with the family. We really don't trade gifts. I think it's foolish to go into debt for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Or to be a spendthrift. But then if the libertarian streak in me says, hey, if that person wants to do it, then hey, that's their gig. That's fine. But
yep.
Could I mention something about Obamacare and my 2 cents worth for
sure.
Solution? What if we just tell Obama, the Democrats and the right of Republicans, and to just take a hike? And what if people pull the resources, have a co-op, and just basically have their own kind of cooperative insurance company where the people decide the parameters, they decide the copay, they decide the deductibles, and all the if you get 100,000 people and each person pays $2,000 a year, which I think is pretty reasonable, that's, I don't have a calculator handy, but that's a huge amount of money. And if the money would go into an escrow account, some of it could be invested, and ultimately, people that use the resources the least get money back in kind of like a retirement account.
Well, it's an interesting idea, and you have to wonder,
savings accounts.
What is the market going to come up with? Because you do have a lot of people, from what I understand, getting cancellations from these insurance companies. So, you know, the insurance companies have to cancel them because of the new Obama regulations. And so you've something like over a million or more cancellations have gone out. So those people are going to be looking for solutions. I would guess you probably wouldn't be able to call that insurance. That's probably a very regulated term, and you would likely get into some hot water with the state if you called that plan insurance, but it's an interesting proposition.
And one of the drawbacks is essentially the healthcare industry, the entire healthcare pricing structure has been destroyed. It is destroyed. And the reason it is destroyed is because there's no consumer feedback. People can, you know, they've had insurance. Many people have had insurance from cradle to grave their whole lives. So when they get sick or they don't feel good or they don't feel like going to work or whatever. I mean, I had an ex-girlfriend who, she worked for the city or the county or something like that in one of those municipalities. And I've heard her talking about going to the clinic thing that they had nearby in order to not just go to work. I just don't feel like it today.
Well, it's much easier for government workers to get away with that kind of thing than the private sector. And I'm not bashing on government workers, but let's face it, with the bureaucracy involved and the lack of accountability, I think generally speaking, it's easy to do that. But if people had a certain copay amount, that maybe would be a disincentive for them to abuse the system. But I think that if people could, you know, like I said, have their own, you know, this is the irony of the whole situation, is for automobile insurance, it seems, you know, most people don't have a problem with people who've had a problem with the DUIs or reckless driving or speeding tickets paying higher premiums for the car insurance, but yet these same people would balk at the prospect of somebody who's 50 pounds overweight or smokes 2 packs a day paying higher health insurance rates.
Good thoughts, and Mike. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I really appreciate you sharing that with us at 855-450-FREE, because we are here live on Thanksgiving Day to take your calls about whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's... That's what this healthcare thing is going to lead to, is everybody being off in everybody else's lives and telling them what they can do and what they can't do.
So you can talk about that, talk about Black Friday, whatever's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live. We've been discussing some of the studies that have been going on here, showing that apparently this may be the first year where more Americans are going to shop online this weekend than actually
miss
a store.
Change. I remember, it's been almost 10 years probably on Free Talk Live, but when a former co-host, Jason, brought in a story talking about how a video game had sold 40-something million dollars worth, and that was more than most movies.
Yes.
Most major, and then some bigger than some major.
A big game can outperform a movie pretty easily these days.
A big game can outperform a movie, but this was kind of, it was the first time I had heard about it, and I don't know if it had been the first time ever, whether that had happened or not. But this might be that situation where, you know, something new happens and it changes the way things go, because I think it's pretty clear that there are some advantages to online shopping. Pricing is tends to be one of them.
Now, the disadvantage is that you don't actually get to hold the item. You know, if you want to try out a new camera or something like that, then you kind of just have to take people's word for it online.
And I really don't like the whole idea of going and taking a look at somebody's display models and then buying.
And going online?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does seem kind of scummy, right?
Yeah. It's you know, you dance with the one who brought you, you know what I mean?
So back to the story here from NBC News, which is kind of analyzing Black Friday and the tendency to open up earlier and earlier, even into Thanksgiving. U.S. home prices and stock market gains have many upper-income shoppers feeling more confident. Data from Consumer Edge Research tracking study indicates there may have been a sharp pullback in consumer spending so far this month. Low-income shoppers who face dismal work prospects and struggle to make ends meet have been hard hit this year by a reduction in government food stamp benefits. High earners are better off, but they're concerned about rising health care costs and the prospect of yet another U.S. government debt flight on Capitol Hill early next year. They also worry that home and stock prices may be topping out and that the job market may not see further gains. They're not rushing out on huge shopping sprees, said Consumer Edge analyst Peter Ridehead. We'd be surprised if a strong upswing in December can offset the weak November results and the shorter shopping cycle. Because, as was pointed out earlier in this story, the holiday shopping season, because of the late day of Thanksgiving, this is the last possible day you can ever have a Thanksgiving in November. Because of this late day, they are saying that there's now six fewer shopping days in the holiday shopping season. That's going to be a huge hit to the profits
potentially
of these companies.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855, 450 free. So the big question is Black Friday dying? And there are some signs that suggest that its growth has slowed. We'll come back here in a moment with your thoughts. 855, 450 free. Maybe you are anti-Black Friday. You just think this is one of the worst things ever. Would love to hear from you. Take control. It's Free Talk Live on Thanksgiving Day.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down, and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's GetTheTea.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and it is the Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The Pro XPN toll-free lines make it possible. You can just dial us up at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, what is Pro XPN? Well, it's a global virtual private network. It allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth, meaning that before it gets to your ISP, your internet service provider, it's encrypted. They cannot know where you're going anymore, because they know right now, if you're just on your regular old internet connection, they're probably logging everything you do, every website you visit, all the searches that you put in to Google, all that's being logged, likely for at least 6 months, some cases as long as 5 years. So if you're concerned about privacy in this day and age, you've got to take steps. You can't just expect the company that you're buying your internet service from to take care of your privacy for you.
Why would they?
No, they have no interest in doing that.
They basically work for the government.
They want to mine your data. Even if they're not working for the government, they want the information.
Yeah.
So you know, you can protect yourself. All it takes is a trip to proxpn.com/FTL to get signed up for ProXPN. You can get started right now, and you can use our discount code FTL20 to save 20% when you're ready to upgrade to the premium package, which you can get with that discount code. It breaks down the price to as little as $5 per month with the yearly package over at proxpn.com/FTL. Why would you want the premium account? Well, unlimited bandwidth, for one. Also, you can run whatever kind of internet services that you want to. You want to torrent privately? Because when you're torrenting, you're downloading music, movies, or whatever it is you download on torrent. Your IP address is out there in the open. Everybody who wants, you want to go and look, just go to any torrent, pull that torrent down, start downloading it, and you can look at all the peers and all the seeds. You can see who everybody is. But if you're using ProXPN, you'll just look like you're coming from ProXPN servers.
Which has an ISP also. Or what it has those letters. What are the numbers?
An IP address?
Yeah, they have an IP address,
right,
too. But
it
just
doesn't identify you.
Your IP address.
It doesn't show where you are. I mean, in fact, ProXPN, when you buy their premium account, you have access to multiple servers worldwide, so you can make it look like you're coming from Singapore if you want to. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use discount code FTL20 to save 20% for the life of the account. And if you've got Bitcoin, You can save 33% if you use Bitcoin to buy the annual plan. So even better deal available for you if you're using Bitcoin at proxpn.com/FTL. More about Black Friday on the way. Your call's welcome. Jeff is in Washington. You're on the live Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to jump in and let people know, you know, with it being the big eating holiday and whatnot. There's a couple things that the average person can do to fight back against the corporate giant Monsanto. You can grow your own food, for one. It costs about $400 altogether for everything to build your own grow room for vegetables.
Sweet. You can do it really cheap.
Grow room.
But everybody I know...
Wait, Mark, do you consider $400 really cheap?
Well,
sounds kind of pricey.
You know, I mean, I don't know what a person generally spends in vegetables in a year, but one has to consider the time that goes into it, too. Mm-hmm. I have a large vegetable garden at my house, and we put a lot more than $400 into it.
And yours is outdoor, correct?
Yeah, ours is outdoor. If we made it, I mean, it would be a huge area if we tried to you know, put it all underneath some kind of
structure. Jeff, were you
structure.
Saying that the $400 was for an indoor grow room?
Yeah, for hydroponics.
Gotcha.
I built mine out of 4-inch PVC, and I've got I can have 64 plants on one system. I designed another system with 3-quarter gallon buckets that I can do larger plants like zucchini and tomatoes and stuff like that, because you don't want too much weight growing in the PVC one.
Do you feed yourself on this? I mean, is this enough vegetables for you all year long, or is this just enough?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And you're not, like, just loading up on just vegetables. Of course, we still go to the store and buy our meats and whatnot,
Which are probably fed with GMO crops, right?
Well, we have an organic store for meat and vegetables here in my hometown.
How much more do you think, as a multiple, that you pay for meat over for organic meat than you do for regular meats?
I'd say it's probably maybe $1 more a pound.
Really?
Which to me is. Seems kind of worth it. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
It sounds a lot. It sounds really, really inexpensive compared to what I'm finding here when I go to farms and I buy the meats that they've produced right there on site.
Yeah, and that's directly from the farmer. You know, this is the middle.
Shouldn't that be less expensive?
Yeah, you would think.
Well, it's not.
So how do you deal with the pests? I mean, when you're doing an indoor grow room, have you come across pests, and what's your solution for that?
Well, if you're real careful with it, the way you're doing your room. See, I've got my room wrapped with panda paper. It's black on one side and white on the other, and it's completely sealed off. And you can also get, I can't think of the name, it's an organic pesticide that's got like cinnamon oil and thyme oil and a bunch of other different natural oils that would make a human want to get away from it, you know, because it's really strong. And you just line your windows and your door with that, and the bugs stay out.
Interesting. Cool, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Where would you recommend people go to learn more about how to do the hydroponic indoor stuff?
YouTube.
Excellent.
You know, I found a lot of great stuff on YouTube about butchering an animal and, proper dispatching of an animal and things like
that. It's a great resource. Thanks, Jeff, for your call tonight. Yeah. Appreciate hearing from you.
My experience is that we've got 8 pigs at my house, and we have a large garden, and that we pay probably more per vegetable and more per pound than we would ever. I can't grow a pig for what they sell pork for in the store. I just can't do it.
But now, it makes you feel good to do it, right?
Well, I help friends out too, because there's 8 pigs. We're not going to eat all of them.
Mm-hmm.
What I tell them is that, look, I don't sell pork. I sell love and respect, and that I treat these animals the way that you would hope that they were treated during their life, not with the intent of making the most money or getting the most growth or anything like that. I try to do that as best I can, but we thought we might have a worm problem. It turns out I don't think we did, but we.
Just a scrawny litter, huh?
Yeah, it just didn't work out. But that's this year. Yeah, they're still going to be between 135 and 200 pounds, but I would have liked to have seen.
What should they be? 300?
I'd like to have seen them between 275 and 300. But we decided not to go with the, you know, the sort of medicinal worming medication because the people who, you know, had put in money on these pigs are like, you know, I'd rather have a pig that was raised naturally than to have a pig that was, you know, wormed by this stuff. So we went online and my wife found some kind of powdered voodoo and, you know, we fed it to the pigs and you could say it worked because they didn't have worms because they still don't have worms. But I didn't think they had worms in the first place. So, you know.
So we've been talking about Black Friday throughout the majority of the hour thus far. The NBCNews.com story asks the question, is Black Friday dead? Or is it at least dying? They say there are signs that at least its growth has slowed. So I don't know if you can call that dying, really. The Gallup poll this year found that 53% of Americans are very or somewhat likely to do their shopping online, which is the highest share since Gallup started asking the question in 1998. So more people...
I think that's indicative of a change.
Yeah. Well, that means that people are still shopping. They're just not leaving their homes to do the shopping, which makes total sense. Why would you want to go fight the crowds? Why would you want to go and deal with the parking? Why would you want to deal with the surly, you know, employees and worse, the surly customers? Just makes more sense. Do it from the house. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can go to Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. Also Newegg as well. And then you can do your shopping. You can compare reviews, compare products. I mean, who hasn't shopped at Amazon? If you haven't shopped at Amazon ever, now's the time to start because we get a cut of the sale when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Black Friday, they say here, let's see, sales are expected to come at about $36.7 billion, a rise of only 1.7% from last year, according to the market research company Ibis World. This year, the year before, the increase was 9.8%. So that is a pretty significant cut, but again, these are predictions. So they're predicting 1.7. Last year it was 9.8. So
also, I want to know how things were the last week as far as sales went.
You mean in the last week?
In the last week, since Thanksgiving's coming late and because companies are trying newer stuff. You know, trying to move things forward. Yeah, kind of interested.
Bert P. Flickinger, managing director at retail consulting firm SRG. Bert P. Flickinger.
I love Bert's name.
Said Black Friday has reached unplanned obsolescence, and on Black Saturday and Sunday, the stores get more and more deserted. He says that by moving sales to Thursday, Black Friday loses its retail relevance. 855 450 free is the SACL CAI toll free line. Share how you feel about Black Friday. Is it this overblown, crazed consumerist thing, or is there some value in it? You can share what you think or bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We've got plenty of time in this live Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.